Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I am a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria. I am the mother of three and the owner of Too Posh Boutique. And here with my beautiful co-host, Marcella, my daughter.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, model, and designer for Too Posh. And I say whatever the f*** I want.
My name is Bernie Diamond, and I am the most interesting one-armed Hispanic French bulldog lover in this room.
I am Polly. I am a certified sexual health consultant and educator, former professional dominatrix, currently working at the largest adult novelty store in the Texas Panhandle.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome to our Too Posh Podcast. I'm Gabrielle. I'm your host today, here with my buddy Bernie that has been hanging in with me as we're doing these shows.
Yes.
I like the name Buddy Bernie.
I know. we're missing Marcella still. This is hopefully the last one that she's missing, out with the flu at home on the phone.
All those little kids getting you sick.
Hi.
Spider, thank you for stepping into today.
It's my pleasure. Let me play this random song.
All right.
Hey, I don't even know what it is. I'm just playing an instrument.
What was that?
I think it was a Beyonce, but I don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right. We are going to talk about something that I think everyone has dealt with before, deals with sometimes, and how you deal with is important. But there are 23 things that prove revenge is a dish best served cold.
Oh, gosh. God.
What is your first thought when you think about revenge, Bernie?
Well, you know, there's mixed emotions or mixed feelings about it, because I think everybody knows, you know, the best way to get revenge is, it depends on what your revenge is for, is by, you know, forgiving is what they say. I mean, but being human and very emotional, you don't think that way, right?
Right.
You think you want to make that person pay, or you want to show them, or you want to, you know, stick it to them somehow, and, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what situation you catch me on, depending on my response.
So in this case, this is obviously, as usual, most of the time it's cheating or being, you know, in business, being,
yep.
Screwed over
or whatever.
Screwed over, yeah. Is good. There's one. Why not just text his present girlfriend?
Oh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's an example. You text his present girlfriend. She goes, "Who?" You text a picture, right? very sexy.
That's funny.
Sexy, sexy, super sexy picture of yourself, and you pretend like you're sending it to him.
Wow.
She goes, "Who is this?" Shut up, it's your girlfriend, silly. No, I'm Todd's girlfriend. Funny thing, this is real. I'm reading this. I have his phone. Who the fuck is this?
Oh my gosh.
That's messed up.
He told me you guys broke up.
Ta-da!
Like, if you want to do that, don't fucking pretend. Just come to this guy's homegirl as a woman. Be like, "Yo, this guy's dating me. Apparently he's dating you too."
No one thinks that. Like, very few people think that. No, man. I'm telling you, it becomes an emotional thing. When you feel like you've been fucked over or done wrong, it's not one of those things where you're saying, "You know what, let's have a calm conversation." Like,
no,
because fuck all this.
Yeah, because it just takes over.
But the thing is, the piece of shit is the guy, is the common thread here.
Yeah, but not like, necessarily. Not necessarily,
I
man.
I wouldn't know.
So a lot of times somebody knows. There are times that people don't know, but most of the time somebody knows that the other person is dating somebody else most of the time.
Somebody knows.
Yeah.
There's at least one person, because cheaters can't keep their mouth shut.
Yeah.
That's for sure, because they want to talk about it.
Correct.
And they're excited about it and whatnot.
Yep.
They confide.
Dumb cheaters can't.
Dumb
no,
cheaters.
There is not one cheater that does not tell at least one person. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Someone knows about it. Somebody has to cover for them.
Yep.
Somebody... Yeah, it is a thing.
I completely agree.
So this person's revenge, they put
oh, wow.
paint all on the inside of the dude's car.
That's super well deserved.
Like a piece of art.
Have you seen the pictures? There's video. I've seen videos of like, it's usually a girl who is beating the shit out of somebody's car.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've seen it where, I mean, they're destroying a car.
Yes.
And it happened to be the wrong car.
Yep.
No, I didn't know that.
That happened when I was in college, where this, like, right outside of my dorm, chick was just had a baseball bat beating the shit out of this car, and it turned out to be the wrong one.
Oh man, goodness.
Or you spray paint cheater on the car.
Wow.
And then you throw all his stuff out.
Oh my God.
I had friends, a couple, where she cheated on the husband with their best friend, and the husband got so irate he shot up her car, and
with a gun, what the fuck?
BMW, and then we tried to get her stuff, like from the house, to get something because she couldn't go back home, but we just tried to pack up a suitcase, and he had in the meantime thrown all her stuff in the pool. Yeah, that was fun.
No, you know what? If you cheat on somebody, I'm not to the extreme of violence, but you deserve some stupid shit. Believe in karma.
This person put a note on the back of this guy's car, and it says, "I'm a 41-year-old asshole who goes out to bars every night, betrays his wife and two children. Honk if you think I'm a prick."
That's pretty awesome.
That hit too close to home.
What? Are you out every night?
Description. Hell yeah.
But you're single. It's different.
You have no kids. You have no wife.
I have a dad to take care of. It feels like a kid.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
What does that one say?
This one says, "The woman who lives here destroyed a family by sleeping with a married man. Cheater. Right in front of the house."
Oh.
Wow.
I want to know.
Big sign.
I want to know what Marcella thinks about this. Because you've been in some of these situations. Have you ever felt like you had to fucking go over the top like that? Or you had to like burn something into someone's yard or paint someone's car or anything like that?
No. I just leave.
D, you've never done anything crazy?
It's a smart thing to do.
No.
Never?
I mean, no, not like that. I'd like freak out on them. Like, I know I've scared people before with my behavior towards that person,
like,
but never
do?
Like,
what was scary?
Or like smashed everyone's plates or whatever it was.
Oh yeah, she does do that.
What did you do that was scary?
Well, I think just like, cause I'm such a calm person that like when pushed to that edge, I think it's scary cause I like black out and then I freak out.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and if you're not ever like that, then that is
no
180. That's freaky.
I would never crazy. I've never been one to call someone else or like do that stuff.
No, I think that's.
I've had people call me before or text me like, "My boyfriend is talking to you." And I always say, like, I had no idea he had a girlfriend, and I immediately cut them off.
But you really didn't know, right?
No.
I really did not know. No, I'm a big girl's girl. Like, I've been cheated on a lot, so I never would want to be the other woman knowing that they have a girlfriend. But if I didn't know, I definitely, and I'll respond to them and say I had no idea. But I wish you guys the best, and I just always cut it off there because I really don't like drama. Just
give it up to him. You're like, "Oh, fuck this. Hey, you can have this piece of shit."
Yep. Just like that.
Yeah.
I think this next one is so stupid. That's crazy.
It's so crazy. I'm like, so this girl made this guy that cheated on her a huge, like, neon cardboard. Like, what is it called?
Like a sign.
Yeah, a huge
sign.
Sign
he's wearing.
And it says, "I cheated on my girlfriend of 3 years, and this is my punishment." And he has to stand in the middle of the mall.
Like, that's dumb. I mean, what's the point? Like,
in front of a jewelry store.
I was on 30 one day, like, going east. And there was like a, it was kind of like an RV place. And like, they had the, you know, the little marquee, LED marquee, whatever, and it pops up, "I love my wife." And I was like, "Oh shit." Like, this got fucked up and had to put it on the fucking sign for his store.
Oh my gosh.
If he gets to the point where this moron who cheated, which is fucking whatever, to the point that he's like, "Okay, I'll wear the sign to tell everyone I cheated on you," first off,
why would you want this pitiful piece of crap standing there?
But the fact that this guy's stupid because he's panicking, he's wearing a sign that's emasculating him.
He feels like that's the answer. That's fucking stupid.
And the guaranteed fact is they'll never repair. Never. You're never going to fix. You can't fix that.
No, I mean, the everyone knows that the fastest way for a girl is to lose respect for a guy. That's the fastest way to have a relationship be over.
Or vice versa.
How could you have respect for this?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So there's a tattoo artist.
Oh, I've seen this one. Yes.
The tattoo artist, Ryan Fitzgerald, was hit with a $100,000 lawsuit the other day by his ex-girlfriend after he tattooed a big pile of poop on her back.
That's well deserved. I'm sorry.
She claims that her boyfriend was supposed to tattoo a scene from Narnia on her back, but instead tattooed an image of a pile of excrement with flies buzzing around
it. It's about the same thing.
Apparently, he found out that she had cheated with a longtime friend of his, but instead of confronting her about it, he acted like everything was normal and hatched a plan for revenge.
That's crazy. I don't know if I'd say that's justified, but fuck, that's crazy.
I mean, really?
You can't repair that.
No.
Go back up or go back down. What's that one say?
I'm just here so my boyfriend knows. I know he's on here. He signed up 5 days after finding out we were pregnant. He's the best. Hi. This is on a dating site.
Oh my damn, God. Man. That's so funny.
People are fucking stupid.
That's pretty fucking funny.
Someone took all the clothes and put bleach all over.
Damn.
I mean,
I would die.
Everything destroyed.
I'd die. I can't. I have too many fucking awesome bright colored shirts. If someone ruins, we're over. We're done.
Yeah, that's true.
Holy shit.
Do you see there's a bride or something who found out her fiance was cheating on her the day before their wedding?
What the f-
And so she wrote her vows, or she read her vows out loud and she told everybody.
Oh my God.
So she let him fucking come up there.
What happened?
Awesome. What happened? Yeah.
They said that he and his best man, like, literally just walked out, like, as she was reading.
That's awesome.
Them.
He was like, fucking embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. They were so embarrassed. They left. Yeah.
What do you do at that point? Like, when you're really busted? That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. Like, she let it go to the vows and called him out. That is amazing.
Yeah. It's a.
I might
be in love.
You can
see it online, like what she wrote or what she read.
Dude, send it to me.
Oh my goodness. I mean, basically, this is all one thing after the other of stuff people are doing. People take out ads in papers.
Wow.
Wow.
No, I like public embarrassment.
It's public embarrassment
for
sure.
Myself,
isn't there a website?
There's
a website where you could. There was a website at least that where you could write, put up all the people that you were cheated on with or whatever.
Oh my god!
What was that called? I can't remember.
But couldn't that be? I mean, it's like a big legal thing.
No, it's
like,
not, man.
Like, I mean, but
if people telling the truth.
But that's the thing. But it's all hearsay, right?
Well,
I mean, at this point,
maybe
exactly. But I mean, if God forbid someone put me on some website like that, I mean,
you know, like websites for people throwing cigarettes out on the highway.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like people reporting that kind of stuff. So I'm sure there's stuff like that.
That's pretty funny.
Well,
I found it, and it says this bride read her fiance's text at the altar.
Oh shit, that's even better.
No,
she
read it, Sella.
I'll send it to you. It was in Australia, and she said that she found out her fiance was cheating the night before, and she read the messages at the altar instead of her vows. She found out the truth about her fiance, and she and her best friends were kicking it in a fancy hotel room when she received a text from a number she didn't recognize. I wouldn't marry him, will you? The message read with it came screenshots of exchanges between her fiance and another woman, some from months before, other just days. Some of them saying, I wish my girlfriend had half the skills you do. One of the texts read, I've never had this kind of connection before.
Oh, Jesus.
Every word felt like a dagger in my heart, and my wedding was only hours away.
Yeah,
how could I cancel when everyone had already traveled to be there and everything was paid for?
instead of calling the wedding off, she decided to exact revenge.
Yeah, I'm in when love with this girl.
She threw on her dress, grabbed her bouquet, and walked down the aisle as her friends and family members watched. However, when she reached her fiancé, she turned to the crowd and revealed there wouldn't be a wedding that day. It seems Alex is not who I thought he was, she said after reading all the cheating texts aloud to the people in attendance. With each word, more color left her fiancé's face. I let my weeping eyes rise and meet his as he had not one thing to say. He stalked out of the church with his best man trailing behind him.
Pussy.
His family looked on horrified.
Oh,
the reception didn't go to waste. The bride and her friends instead chose to celebrate honesty, finding true love, and following your heart even when it hurts. Sounds like one hell of a party.
That's dope.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my
That's crazy.
Gosh.
That's fucked up.
I think that's awesome. She did it that it way, really though.
Is. How horrible, though. Like, horrible. How expensive.
Yeah, but still, she was like, she was like, man, I have all these people coming in, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I can't just call this shit off. I might as well make an ass of this motherfucker that wants to make an ass of me.
Couldn't you? I wonder if she could have sued him. I mean, if her family paid for the wedding or something like that.
Probably.
If like, you could sue for that.
I don't know. It was in Australia. Who knows what their laws are?
That's unbelievable,
Damn,
though.
That's crazy.
What? Oh. That had to be horrible.
Horrible.
How embarrassing, though. Like, that's got to be so fucking embarrassing to experience that at your wedding. I mean, all your friends and family.
I don't know. It felt like she kind of enjoyed it.
I don't think
she
enjoyed it at all.
She knew that dude was a piece of shit.
I think she probably...
Well, I mean, I think his family, though, too. Like, that's awful.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. They're there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's just...
terrible.
Oh, I'm in love with that girl already.
Like, imagine, mom, if somebody did that like at Gino's wedding and like you found out your son is like cheating.
Wow.
What would you guys do if you found out Gino was doing that to some girl?
I can't even fathom it.
I know he wouldn't.
No, of course. Of course, it's twice
you don't even
say
have
that.
To think about it. Like, there's no way.
Wow.
I would be disappointed in him, but
like, I don't even know
I
that,
know
that
well,
but I know that wouldn't happen.
No.
What would you do the other way around if he was at the wedding and he said exactly that there's not gonna be a wedding and this is he reads all the girls
that almost happened.
That almost happened.
I was literally gonna say the name, but I'm not going to.
Oh, fuck.
God.
Which we're doing. We're gonna do a breakup show.
Really?
As we can get Gino on here. Yep.
Wow.
We're gonna talk about it.
I thought he was gonna be here today.
I know we did.
I was looking forward to that.
I know he had privates come up, so he has to do that first.
Weird.
A breakup show. I'll be curious to see about that.
Yes, we are.
One.
We're all gonna talk about it.
Wow. This particular relationship.
Yes.
Wow.
Talk about it.
Are you gonna bleep out the name? Or are you gonna say the name?
I mean,
we don't have to.
It's not that like
say the name.
You should.
Yeah, like everyone knows anyway.
Right.
At least the people that listen to the show.
Right.
No kidding.
No.
If you think you're being cheated on, there is a website called ifindcheaters.com and you can find out all your partner's online activity.
Really?
Yes.
What the fuck? I don't like that.
I mean, they have an online service that they
What's
use
it called
advanced
again?
Search tools, ifindcheaters.com. And
I already figure it all out anyway. I don't need that.
Or
yeah,
maybe
but
you
this
don't.
Is
maybe
anonymous
you didn't know
service,
it all.
And if there are people that are not quite as PIs as we are, they can use this service and they find out everything their partner's doing online.
Wait,
if you want
to
know,
what's the website they said they go through?
I find
is that $100?
Sorry?
That payment, that money.
There's different
right there.
Levels
wow.
that you can get, and you can run scans, and you can find out everything your partner's doing.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Fuck. I don't like this side already.
I mean.
That would just suck to be in that situation.
It gives details.
Anyone local in Dallas, hit up my boy Danny Gomez.
That is
he
true.
He does basically this anyway.
Right. And he will get you the answers.
Man, that's crazy.
Yep. Detective Gomez.
Yeah.
From Cheetos. So it is.
Is that stuff a real show? Like, that's
yes,
real.
It is, man.
Because you see this show on TV and it just looks so scripted and shit. Like,
their whole office and shit was in the old studio.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've met them a couple times here, but.
I've talked to a lot of those people and there was stuff that, you know, like when they didn't have stuff, they might hire some people to start something, but it was all still real. Like, even the stuff, it was never scripted or anything. Like, they hired people to start shit sometimes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know, crazy. That's real. Really crazy. Mm-hmm.
Let's call Miss Polly. Hi, Miss Polly.
Polly!
We Yay! Have a question. How...
Hold up.
Oh, sorry.
You got the music.
Thank With you.
You sure are right, helpful, Spider.
Miss Polly.
Yes.
How to deal with painful sex?
Oh, shit.
Okay, so just for a scenario.
Oh, God.
What?
I just said you spit on it.
Oh, God. Don't say that. No. Don't say that to Miss Paul.
She has got mad at you before for that.
I think I'm going to hurt you.
No, I'm just kidding. What's the other option?
When you get in town.
No, I feel like sometimes, can it like puncture your bladder? It's like hurt me that bad before.
What?
Yes.
A penis that punctured your bladder?
Wait, I thought we were talking about spitting.
I feel like, huh?
You said there's what? You've had sex where it felt like it punctured your bladder?
Yes. I'm not kidding.
Wow. Were you like a Mandingo? Is that what they were?
Okay. No.
I don't know what the hell is going on right now.
Wow.
Well, the thing is it's basically, it's dyspareunia. My Latin is a little bad today. But basically that's 1 in 4 women. And I know that's really high, but it's true. 1 in 4 women suffer from painful sex at some point. Or it can be like due to various issues, but the most common issue is vaginal dryness. So you need lubricant. And no, not spit, because we all know spit is not lube.
I disagree. But
you can disagree all you want, but I'm here to tell you it's not.
Science, man.
It works.
This is all going temporarily.
It only works temporarily, and then it doesn't work because it absorbs.
Like a sprinkler.
But then you're talking about that's a crazy issue for someone who just stays dry like that.
But at the same time, I mean, a lot of it can be also if they have vaginosis as well, or swelling. Painful swelling of the vagina sometimes. It can be a lot of different issues. What do you get
that?
Well,
how do you get that?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that it's contraction of the PC muscles. It's vaginismus. That's what it is. Your vagina's too tight.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it could be a medical factor, but a lot of times I had a customer, believe it or not, that had that issue, and the suggestion was a vaginal dilator. So it's like a series of different shaped, almost like plugs, but vibrators
all the time. Or how does that how does that work? During sex, or they're just wearing it normally, or
no? It's basically they would wear it for a period of time, like during the day. You would like put it in, you know, preferably not when you're at work or anything, but to kind of try and stretch the vagina in a way so that it's not as painful.
That's a new.
Yeah, I mean it could be. I mean, there could even be, like, genital injury, like, if somebody kicks you or you've, like, I don't know about any others, but as a gymnast, there were times when I would fall on that balance beam.
Oh. And,
that sounds awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just tell you right now that tears were definitely involved. Oh, and so you're bruised, like severely bruised.
Yeah.
But there's also like, you know, you can get like yeast infections and urinary tract infections they can all lead to painful intercourse. So there's so many different reasons that can cause that. I mean, also like fibroid cysts, because I know for myself, I had fibroid cysts in my uterus and endometriosis.
Yeah.
So sex was extremely painful. And that was just a matter of having to have surgery a lot of times. So painful sex is painful sex, man. It can have, there's a That's lot horrible. Of different reasons that it can happen, but most, I should say, are treatable.
I think there's also certain medications like that. I know I've had a friend that was on like antidepressants and stuff like that that caused all kinds of issues for
her. Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I was on that for a little while and completely killed my sex drive.
Yeah, me too. I've taken antidepressants that destroyed my sex drive.
You.
Zero sex drive.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Yeah. There's lots of different things that can be a cause and such of pain. I mean, antihistamines can actually cause vaginal dryness.
I can see that though.
But they're like methamphetamine based kind of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to our question of the day. Sorry.
The two posh girls ask the question of the day.
What is the longest you would date someone without getting engaged?
Forever.
Oh.
That's my answer.
The longest?
I went 5 years.
Say what?
I went 5 years.
5 years before you got engaged?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think my ex-wife, we dated for a year and a half or 2 years before we got engaged. And I was engaged one other time that I never should have got engaged in the first place. But I think that was like short. I don't know. Like very, very, less than a year. But I don't know. I don't know. I think that it just depends. If it's flowing well, I mean, marriage doesn't change anything. I mean, it really doesn't. If you're dating and even if you guys live together or if you're, you know, nothing changes.
I think
changes.
It changes.
I think symbolically.
It changes stuff with the government.
I think it changes. I've seen people that have been in great relationships and then they got married.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it made such a difference. Yeah, like really. For me personally, I've always heard the thing that you are supposed to go to four seasons. So 1 year, you're supposed to go to see every, like, all the seasons with a partner. For me, I've always thought 2 years is more of a realistic way you get to know them better.
That you should 2 years
for
before?
Me, yeah. So, but if it lasts any longer than that, I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm kind of out.
It also, I think it also depends on...
I'm not hanging
on,
in there for that.
Oh, shit. I also think it depends on what phase of life you're in. I mean, if you're in your 20s, I don't think anyone in their 20s should get engaged, married. I don't. This is my 2 cents.
I just
don't.
Think anyone in their 20s should be in 2-year relationships.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with being in relationships. I just, you don't know shit in your 20s. You just don't. I'm speaking more for me, but I think, you know, it obviously works. There's people in their 20s that get married, but I think that, you know, if you're going to do it, I think late 20s, early 30s is when you should do it.
But for you today, like how long, what would you think?
Well, you know, I date just differently now because at where I'm at in this phase of my life, I don't just casually date. I may, but if I'm dating someone like who I'm dating now, we haven't put a set time on when we're going to get engaged or, you know, we're still getting to know each other. And, you know, at that point, I agree with what you're saying about the year part, the four seasons, because everybody puts their best foot forward initially. Yes. Everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be the biggest narcissist. No,
that's the representative.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think that you got to really get to know someone. I also think that, you know, you got to see different stresses in their life because different stresses bring out different phases and emotions and whatnot. And we all are pretty good about hiding our own bullshit.
That's why. Yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah.
We know Spider's never getting married, ever. So he's never getting engaged either.
Nope. Marcella? I might get engaged.
Whatever.
I don't know. It never goes past 2 years. I have no idea.
Have you ever been engaged before?
No.
No. Do you think you were going to get engaged other than the one person?
She tells them, don't propose.
Yeah. That's
so funny. I did say that.
Yeah. So what's the longest relationship you've been in?
Was it Annie?
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh.
But that doesn't really count because that was like 2 years in the relationship and then 2 years of trying to like escape. But so I don't know.
It doesn't count.
2 years engaged.
We'll just say everybody.
With the relationship.
2 years is like my max of every relationship.
Me too.
Like, okay.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I said 2 years has always been my max of a relationship.
Well, I feel like 2 years with the same person every day accelerates whatever was going to happen to the future. You know what I mean? Like, if you're together every day and shit, like, that's just accelerating whatever was going to happen with your relationship anyway.
I've never, other than my ex-wife, I've never been in a relationship longer than a year.
Really? Ever. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I know. Yeah, but, and you know what's interesting? I don't know. I don't know why that is. But
because it's what you said. It's the four seasons. You have to go through some, to go on a trip with someone, to see someone sick, to... it's all these things together, but I have always said the 2 year mark, and I found it funny that Marcella just said that, but for me personally, it's always been 2 years is where you really know. Yeah. Like that is where the real thing shakes out. For real. I don't know why it is that way. It's the same
thing like if you move somewhere. Like I feel like if you move somewhere,
you're right.
You need to give it about 2 years.
You're right.
To find out if you really like it.
If you move to a different city, different state, different country, for me, took a solid 2 years.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That is interesting. I forgot about that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Together. Yeah, for sure. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, Stella. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Bye, Miss Polly.
We done, I think we're done.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
If you like our show, you can follow us on all social media handles. Two Posh Podcast is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Two Posh Boutique is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my personal Instagram is Gabby Talks, and my Facebook is Gabrielle Kendall Gilmore. So reach out to us, and here's Marcella's social media handles.
Also, our podcast is on all podcast networks that you can find. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri. Nothing really creative. My first and last name, MarcellaRaneri.
You can find me on Facebook at Bernie Diamond, or you can follow me on Instagram at _Bernie_Diamond. And there you go.
And Two Posh Podcast is also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Miss Polly.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at PRByPolly. My Twitter handle is MissPollySexEDU.
Hey, beautiful everyone, thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel, subscribe to podcast YouTube.
You can see us all.
Yeah, and you, everyone have a wonderful day.